What's up, everybody? High Banks Podcast, episode 170. Just Alex with you again this week, so be short and simple. Nick been busy the past couple weeks, flying back for my bachelor party last weekend, which we had a blast. Great time seeing the guys, seeing my friends, celebrating one big last time before the big wedding day this fall. So can't wait for that either. But Nick, yeah, flew back early this week and is in the process of moving in his new house. So exciting times for him and his fiance as well. So he will not be on the show this week. Hopefully everything's kind of settled down for him next week, and he'll be back with us starting next week. So we have Pocono. For all three series last week, we got Xfinity at Road America this week, and the Trucks and the Cup Series at Richmond this weekend. So second time at Richmond for the Cup Series, and you know, we'll get into all that. Nick did give me his picks for Road America and the Cup Series at Richmond, so get into them at the end of the show. And it kind of discussed a little bit of Pocono last week. We got like four or five races left till the playoffs start on the Cup side. So coming down to the wire, right on the playoff bubble, is pretty wild here. So we'll have to see coming down to it in the next couple weeks here. So we'll go over the playoff picture for the series and go from there. And a lot of hurt feelings last weekend at Pocono as well. A lot of incidents involved and a lot of different drivers. So we'll kind of discuss that a little bit here. Like I said, hopefully Nick can be back next week and we can, you know, discuss everything that's kind of gone on. So, you know, not much has really happened in the past week here. No penalties or no suspensions from last week's incidents on track, off track, involving several drivers. So that's that on that front. So really, like I said, not much has happened. Carson Hocevar, the only thing, may be going Cup racing next year. I'll have to see what comes out of that. Eric Almirola said he would let Stuart Haas know in the coming weeks if he was going to retire or come back for another season. Also, Denny Hamlin, it looks like he's probably going to get a deal done to stay at Joe Gibbs Racing, especially being Toyota owner and driver. I think TRD wants to keep him in the fold here at Joe Gibbs. Also, new TV deal for the Xfinity Series. The CW has picked up a 7-year window starting in 2025, ending in 2031. To broadcast all 33 NASCAR Xfinity races, as well as practice and qualifying sessions. So that's pretty exciting for the Xfinity series. We'll have to see as far as TV deals come out for the Trucks and Cup series. I know there's been a lot of speculation going all around as far as streaming sites and staying on Fox and NBC USA. So we'll have to see what, you know, transpires with all that. But if we go to the actual race in here from Pocono last weekend, we'll start with the Truck Series here. This was kind of a historical moment for a certain team, Kyle Busch Motorsports. Kyle Busch was the winner here. He was in the 51 truck, and this was the 100th win for KBM. So great milestone for them, Kyle Busch and that team. To get their 100th win as an organization. Corey Heim was second, Taylor Gray third, Christopher Bell fourth. He was in the 61. Grant Enfinger fifth, Ty Majeski sixth, Christian Eckes seventh, Dean Thompson eighth, Ben Rhodes ninth, and Matty D rounded out the top 10 here. Didn't catch any of this really because it was down the beach and everything. But we'll say Zane Smith won the first two stages here. And he ended up finishing 34th, got caught up in an accident, it looks like, as well as Ross Chastain, Kaz Grala, Austin Hill in this race as well, all involved in an accident. So can't really tell you much about this one here. We'll go to the standings. because the playoff bubble at the bubble is pretty tight here in the Truck Series. So Corey Himes, Zane Smith, Christian Eckes, Grant Amminger, Carson Hocevar, and Ben Rhodes all locked in on wins. Ty Majeski plus 110. Then after that, it kind of gets a little dicey. Matty D plus 31, Nick Sanchez plus 21. And then even closer to the bubble, on the bubble, Matt Crafton plus 9 and Stuart Parisen minus 9. So those are the two to watch here. We'll have to see what transpires with these two as this is their last race of the regular season. So we're probably going to see a lot of aggressiveness out of this one. And, you know, what's his name came to play this week? Matt Crafton, he's starting 8th. So that bodes well as Stuart Friesen is starting 23rd. So Matt Crafton looks like he has the upper edge here, as well as Matty D starting 10th, who's close to the bubble here, and Nick Sanchez 14th. So all three of these guys that are above the cut line starting ahead of Stuart Friesen, and obviously Ty Majeski is starting on the pole here. Well, you know, we'll have to see what transpires, but I can see it being very aggressive here at Richmond for the Trucks as they are racing Saturday, 7:30 night race on FS1, 250 laps, 187 miles. So should be a good one here. Last race before the playoffs for the Truck Series. Then they have a week off and then, you know, go back racing in the playoffs at IRP. So it should be fun for the Trucks here. Coming down to the wire as we head into their playoffs. If we go to Pocono for the Xfinity Series, from what I saw, exciting finish here. Josh Berry, Austin Hill at the end, Sam Mayer as well. But Austin Hill, I'm getting his 4th win of the season. And, you know, he's been kind of dominant this year. Several different kinds of tracks. And they'll be at Road America now. So we got some road course guys in there. And we'll go over the starting lineup there. And obviously Nick did give me his pick. So I'll just, you know, mention them as well. Sam Mayer was 2nd in this race. Chase Elliott in the 17 was 3rd. Riley Herbst 4th. Daniel Hemric 5th. Sammy Smith 6th. Brandon Jones 7th. Brett Moffitt 8th. Parker Kligerman 9th. And Daniel Suarez, who was in the 10 car for Colleague, rounded out the top 10 here. Like I said, Austin Hill kind of dominating this year so far, 4 wins. And just like the truck race, Josh Berry won stage 1, won stage 2, ended up finishing 24th. Seemed like he cut a tire there at the end, getting into Sam Mayer. So he ended up 24th on the pylon, but got some stage points and everything like that. So not a terrible day as that team doesn't have a win this year yet. And the playoff standings for them, John Hunter, Austin Hill, Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, Chandler Smith, Sammy Smith, and Jeb Burton, all locked in to the playoffs on wins. Josh Berry plus 110, Daniel Hemric plus 86, Sam Mayer plus 78, Sheldon Creed plus 49, and Riley Herbst plus 26. So not as close as we got in the Truck Series and the Cup Series, but still kind of close nonetheless, especially the road course. Parker Kligerman minus 26, Brett Moffitt minus 49. So Parker's a good road course guy, so he might be able to gain some valuable points at Road America this week. So, like I said, Xfinity Series Road America, 3 o'clock on NBC, 45 laps, 182 miles. And the kind of the talk of the thing here of this race would be the fact that AJ Allmendinger is racing for Colleague in the 10 car, and he's also going to be racing at Richmond on Sunday in his Cup ride. And with him being so close to the bubble cut line, it's kind of, you know, has a lot of people talking. You know, it's so hard to make the playoffs in the Cup Series, and you know, we know Colleague racing, they always, you know, hashtag trophy hunt and everything like that. But I think they should have, you know, they got Derek Krause qualifying practice in the car for AJ in Richmond. But I think, you know, in the long run, I feel like you know, I know it's about having fun, but if you want to make the playoffs, AJ's not traditionally good at Richmond. So I don't know. You know, we'll have to see how he does. He's on the pole for Road America. So obviously doing good there so far. We'll have to see what he does come Sunday. A couple other, you know, interesting drivers in the field for this one. Catherine Legg in the 07 for SS Greenlight. Sage Karam makes the move to Sam Hunt. He's in the 24 this week. Both those cars started really well. Brad Perez in the 44. Josh Balicki in the 91. He also has a good starting spot. So, like I said, Allmendinger on the pole here. Sage Karam starting sixth, Mosak seventh, and Kaz Grala ninth. So, those three guys, all Toyotas here, should be fun to watch. Josh Balicki starting 11th. So, it should be a pretty fun race here at Road America. Always fun out there in Wisconsin. Always good racing. Hopefully, the Cup Series can get back there at some point in the future. But as for now, you know, Xfinity Series, always good racing regardless. In this series. So, yeah, like I said, Saturday, 3 o'clock, 45 laps, 182 miles on NBC. And they still have some decent amount of races left before their playoffs. They have 6, 7, including Road America. So a long way to go for them still. And a couple of road courses. You got Indy, Watkins Glen, you got Daytona and Darlington on there. So should be a fun way to end off the regular season for the Xfinity Series coming up here in the next, you know, month or couple months. So we go to the Cup Series from Pocono. Denny Hamlin was your winner here. 7-time winner at Pocono is Denny Hamlin. Ruffled some feathers here, Kyle Larson, to be exact. Kyle was not happy with Denny after the race. And, you know, we saw a lot of, like I said at the beginning, a lot of unhappy drivers. Austin Dillon throwing his helmet at Tyler Reddick on the track. Ryan Preece going after Corey LaJoie on pit road after the race. There was just a lot going on here. And, you know, it's been hot up here in the Mid-Atlantic, Northeast. And, you know, the feathers get ruffled easily when it comes to things like that, you know, the heat and the, you know, the playoff bubble and everything else. So, you know, a lot of things taken into consideration here, but like I said, no suspensions, no fines or anything like that out of this past weekend's festivities at Pocono. But like I said, Denny Hamlin, your winner, his second win on the year, 7th at Pocono. So that's a pretty incredible feat there. Tyler Reddick was second, Martin Truex third, Kevin Harvick fourth, Ty Gibbs fifth, Christopher Bell sixth, Ricky Stenhouse seventh, Harrison Burton eighth, Eric Jones ninth, and Chase Elliott rounded out the top 10. So a lot of stuff kind of happened. Wasn't really, you know, that into it this weekend. Just getting back from, you know, the vacation and all that, and kind of getting everything put back together before the work week started. But there was a playoff implications. Daniel Suarez finished last. He was involved in an accident with two bubble guys, McDowell and Bubba Wallace. So that was a big hit on his playoff life there. So, you know, we'll have to see how aggressive these guys are in the coming weeks here. Like I said, with I think 4 races left until the playoffs start. So they got Richmond, Michigan, Indy Road Course, Watkins Glen, and Daytona. So they got 5 races left, all different style tracks. Got 2 road courses, a super speedway, short track this week, and the 2-mile high speed oval at Michigan. So a lot of different tracks, a lot of different ways to kind of get a win, get some points here, you know, for these guys on the bubble. But Richmond this weekend, Sunday at 3 o'clock on USA, 400 laps, 300 miles. Should be a pretty decent race. Second time coming to Richmond. They were here in the spring and it was pretty good race. you know, in my opinion. So a lot of strategy, a lot of tire fall off, you know, all that kind of stuff, green flag pit stops and everything. So it's always fun to see all that kind of stuff, and the teams have to work and really, you know, produce to get a good finish here. If we go to our picks from last week and Pocono, I went with Kevin Harvick, Nick went with Ryan Blaney, who was up front for a lot of this one, but ended up having a cylinder go down and ended up finishing 30th. Like I said, Harvick finished 4th. So I'm up on Nick 18 to 11. So Nick's got some catching up to do here, but 2 picks this week. I kind of got, you know, out on a limb type picks just to, you know, kind of make it interesting here, especially with Road America and, you know, Richmond as well. So the poll from Pocono was Pocono a good race? 20 votes, pretty decent amount. Thanks for voting, guys. 60% said no, 40% yes. So, you know, kind of confused here. We got one comment on here. The race was very good, but the ending was shit. So, at Bailey Brennan commented on that. So thanks for the comment. Love to hear your feedback on why it was or wasn't a good race when we put up these Twitter polls and everything. So I guess you could say he thought the race was pretty good up until that, you know, that ending there. Keep the comments coming in. We'll have to see, you know, what your guys' thoughts are and everything like that. We would love to, you know, hear everybody's thoughts on why they didn't or did like the race. So like I said, Richmond this week, 400 laps, 300 miles, 3 o'clock on USA on Sunday. So should be fun here. Like I said, strategy, tire fall off, all that good stuff. Let's get into the picks here. Like I said, Nick did give me his picks for Road America, for the Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series at Richmond. So he's going to go with the Dinger, AJ, at Road America, trying to get back in and catch up to, you know, in this picks race here. And he's going to go for Martin Truex Jr. on the Cup side. So both, yeah, very good picks here, Nick. I like them. Both can win, you know, without a doubt here. You know, we'll have to see. Now, my pick for Road America. Nick went with AJ Allmendinger. I'm going to go, kind of want to go out on a limb here. I'm going to go our buddy Sage Karam in the 24, who we had on the show before a couple years back. I'm going to go with Sage Karam in the 24 for Sam Hunt. Qualified best in Sam Hunt racing history here. Fast in practice. So we'll have to see if he can keep that up in the race. So next going to go with AJ Allmendinger. I'm going to go with Sage Karam at Road America in the Xfinity Series. And on the Cup side, like I said, Nick's going to go with Martin Truex Jr. Ryan Newman is in this race in the 51. That's the only change as far as drivers go in this one. For Richmond, for my pick, it's a toughie here. Let's see. I'm going to go with Nick's guy. I'm going to go with Alex Bowman here to get off the schneid and lock himself into the playoffs here and get a win at Richmond. So he's won here before. I think he can get it done here in the heat. Going to be a hot one. Hopefully not as hot as it's been, but we'll have to see. Hopefully weather cooperates as well. You know, been some storms up this way the past kind of couple days. So hopefully it's good racing here at Richmond and Road America. Doubleheader on Saturday. Got the Cup Series on Sunday. So should be fun. Should be a good weekend for racing. And like I said, getting down to crunch time in the playoffs here. Or towards the end of the regular season, the playoffs. Trucks, last race of the regular season before they hit the playoffs in a couple weeks. And then, as always, keep an eye on the, you know, what's going on in the drivers, you know, switching it up for next year, retirements, everything like that. And, you know, keep an eye on the standings for all three series as we head down to crunch time here. So, that's pretty much it here. So, like I said, the picks again, Nick is going to go with AJ Allmendinger in the Xfinity series. I'm going to go with Sage Karam. And in the Cup series, Nick's going to go with Martin Truex Jr. And I forgot mine already. I always do this. Alex Bowman. So Alex Bowman for me, Martin Truex for Nick at Richmond, AJ Allmendinger, Sage Karam for Road America. So that's pretty much it. So hope everybody has a good weekend. Hopefully Nick's back next week with us. And we can discuss all this good stuff that hopefully happens this weekend in the races. So follow the Twitter, _Banks_, Instagram, _Banks_podcast, and that is Threads as well. Go check out Jacob Jones Music, wherever you listen to music. And we got music back at the front and the end of the show, so that's good. So we'll have a little segment for you of Jacob Jones, one of his songs, either at the beginning of the show or the end of the show. So hope everybody has a good weekend, and hopefully Nick's back next week, and we'll talk to you next time.